Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. How are you getting on? The team are here in full force, hands together. Dom in the middle. Morning, Dom. Morning. How are you, Dom? You're
right. Morning, Dom.
Morning.
Joe Smith, hello. How are you?
Morning.
I think I've got detritus on your hand.
Ethan James, you're right, Ethan.
Morning, Joe. Morning.
I'm just so used to saying morning, and I'm Joe. How are you?
Who?
You.
Yes.
You look good today.
What?
You look happy today.
I think it's because I've been cooking, and I did a little live stream of my cooking.
You did a what?
Oh. Yeah, a live stream. I had 28 people talking to me while I was cooking.
On your Twitch?
No, on my YouTube.
Oh, that's nice.
Link in the description. We're going to be trying your cooking later on, aren't we?
Yeah, boy.
Don't like it like that, but I'm really looking forward to that. There's loads to talk about. You've been away.
I've got double stories. Double stories coming out of all orifices. I've not had the time to talk about me bringing 8 Stockport lads to a field in Blackpool to watch 6 tribute acts. And recently, I went to my cousin's wedding. Well, he's my dad's cousin. So what's that?
Second cousin.
Is it not first cousin, first removed? One removed.
Oh, yeah, removed. I learned about this recently. I think it might be first cousin.
Ethan, can you Google that, please?
Generation between, I think.
He's Googling it. So I went to his wedding in Crete, which was lovely.
What would be a second cousin then? Your dad's cousin's kids?
Maybe.
Okay. No, your dad's brother's kids.
No, that's your cousin.
And who's your great uncle?
My granddad's brother.
Oof. See, I think it would be your mum's brother, your mum's uncle.
So, this is tough stuff, actually. Genuinely,
it's crazy. I'm going mad.
Go on, talk to me, Ethan.
A first cousin once removed is a child of one's first cousin, parent's first cousin.
So that's the opposite. So when your cousin has a kid, that's your first cousin once removed.
I'm so confused.
So what's your dad's cousin called?
Helen, I think.
Brilliant.
Good.
So,
brought us out that nicely, Ethan. Proud of you.
Do you want Blackpool first?
Yay!
Let me tell you a story. Yay! I get a call from a mate, Mad Andy.
Hello, Mad Andy.
He said that his sister is getting married to a lovely man called Dean, and
their first cousins were. Mm-hmm.
His stag do plans have fallen through. With a week to go, what can I do to achieve his ultimate day out?
To be fair, you are the perfect person to have in a phone book in that exact scenario. I would be ringing you as well.
First thing I thought was, where are my local Wingfests at right now? By the way, I'll tell you all about Manchester Wingfest coming up. Googled it, we've just missed Birmingham. And Bristol, too far away. And then I went, what other mad days have I done recently? The tribute day yeah. Where Boy George was there, Take That, The Killers, Arctic Monkeys, and all that. And
all in spirit, but not in body.
What was Boy, please tell me what Boy George was called.
I don't know, but he was so good. People thought on my Instagram it was the real Boy George. Messaged them and said, well, what are you doing 24th of August? Are you doing an event? She said, let me tell you this. Weirdly, on the 25th of August, Fox's Biscuits are bringing their entire company to a big night out in Blackpool.
Yeah.
So we've got the stage the next day at Blackpool Cricket Club, and we are doing a full day out. Take That, we're back. Oasis were there. Kasabian, who I've not seen yet. Really good. Then you got Graham Park, who's a classic Hacienda DJ.
Is he the real one?
He's the real one.
It is a bit of a knock to the confidence when you're the only person playing yourself at a tribute act day, isn't it? Look at this. And the gorilla's going to be there. Wait, these are all fake that. you're going through no Oasis. Like, and you think, hang on a sec, I'm actually the real me. This is right, not.
Let me tell you about our day. We're going to get picked up by a minibus at 12 p.m. from Stockport Wetherspoons. Yes, please. Get in there. 2 pints and a breakfast. No messing about. The minibus
comes. Did you have to say that to the person behind the bar?
Yeah.
No messing about, please, can you?
No messing about
and no black pudding.
No, extra.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Can extra I swap my messing pudding. About for black pudding?
And a portion of chips, because I thought it's going to be a
sorry,
big day.
Can I have his messing about on my plate? Sorry, carry on.
Someone doesn't have an egg on their breakfast. How mad's that?
By choice or by just luck?
Not by choice. No, by choice, sorry. By choice, sorry. By choice. By choice. Minibus pulls up at 12. We all get in. First thing the minibus driver...
What does the minibus do?
He pulls up. Outside. Loved it. Oh, so excited. I'm like, the minibus is here. I love a minibus. Yeah. He goes, boys, no booze. We thought it was a boozeless minibus. Yeah. Get in. Tesco's Express. We all got so giddy. Come on. Headlock.
Wonderland.
Headlocks in the cheese aisle, throwing each other into the crisp. Come on. 2 big bottles of Stella. I came out like fucking loving it. Yeah. Go. Needed a piss by limb.
What did you drink?
Stella. I needed a piss by limb, which is awkward, 25 minutes down the road. But you know what? He was accommodating. He pulled up. Let us have a wee. We get to Blackpool for 1 o'clock. Yes, we've mistaken that. But ABBA are on, so we make the most of it. Booze. Bit of fun. Queen, epic. By the way, epic.
Really?
Oh,
we are the champions.
Unbelievable.
Tell me some of the big hitters that Queen played.
They did. Because
how long has each act got?
They've got about half an hour.
Bloody hell. It's a full
Queen did I Want to Break Free.
Yes.
They also did, what was the Bohemian Rhapsody, of course, they finished on.
Really?
We Will Rock You, We Are The Champions. It's a kind of magic.
It's kind of magic.
Magic.
What era of Freddie were we getting? Were we getting...
He looked well.
Wembley 86. No.
Is that what you meant?
Jesus Christ.
No. 86, the jacket.
Yeah, no, it was yellow leather jacket.
Yeah. Were you imagining he's coming to stage, like, hollowed out?
Final days.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean that.
I don't know what you meant.
No, I meant, like, is it early kind of rock, Freddy? Is it leather jacket? Yeah. Is it kind of
it's
one
leather.
Piece?
It's
is it...
yellow.
Yeah, come yeah, out yellow with him jacket. On a hospital.
Yeah. Right, stop.
I'm so pissed at this point. And to the corner of my eye, I see, and I thought, I must be making this up, a 16-foot Freddy made of paper mache.
Really?
They bought one in.
They did?
Yeah, they bought one in from Tanzania.
What?
They had to come on a lorry. Do you want me to show you the video?
Drive across the old Atlantic, did it?
Yeah, no.
It came on a lorry from Tanzania. What are you on about?
Obviously,
maybe a ferry.
What did I say?
Double RY.
Double RY. Let me show you this absolute massive. And you think I'm taking the piss?
I don't.
Whilst he's on.
Oh, wow. Is that on stage?
No, he's walking amongst the crowd.
Is it?
Headline act Oasis. Now, the last time
just before we move on, was Freddie doing.
Yeah, we were doing all that shit.
How stuck into that were you doing?
We are very, very pissed. So we are getting very stuck here. So good, Joe. Oasis came on, and last time I saw them was prior
last
to...
Last week?
No, last time I saw them was prior to the reunion. So he's picked up a couple of the new lingo bits.
Oh, has it?
For example, when Liam comes on now and goes, you know, Wembley in the area. You know what I mean? Like Manchester in the area. So he comes on and with his tambourine goes, fucking Blackpool in the area. And I was like, yes, this is it. So I've seen Oasis 3 times this summer. Minibus... Back outside.
Wait, we're not done yet.
What?
Was he better than the original?
No, he wasn't better than the original. He was good.
How far off? So if Liam and Noel is 10 out of 10, what are these guys?
7.5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought they weren't very good when you were going booze. Well, I thought that was the atmosphere.
Yeah, I'm thinking about booking them for the wedding.
Oh, that'd be great.
And I'm thinking about, say, like 1 a.m, everyone's dead flat. Like, because... As in, like,
what time is your wedding going to go on till?
Hopefully 4.
Am I coming to a wedding?
Maybe. So, like, everyone's like, because I was at a wedding, I will get on to the
You're
wedding.
You're allowed to be there from 3 a.m. onwards, yeah, to help with the tidying up.
And they needed something at, like, that 1 o'clock moment.
1 o'clock?
Yeah.
What? Weddings all end at midnight.
Well, imagine this.
You're just getting the band out at 1 a.m. Oh,
no, imagine this. So we've had a few bands, we've had a couple of DJs and all that, and they go, whoa, great day, I've had a great day. And then you hear the fucking start of rock and roll start.
Fucking in the bushes.
And fucking our boy Liam comes out, tambourine, who wants it? Granny Una's back up.
Yeah.
She's been to the bathroom, she's done what she needs to do. She's
Gatley ready. In the area.
Gatley in the area. Who's having it? Tambourines like that. Roof's gone.
Where is the roof?
I don't know. Anyway, minibus picked us up at 9 o'clock. Dropped us
9? Wait, you were all this by 9 p.m.
Oh yeah, we're drinking for a long time.
But I'm thinking this is quite early. I mean, I guess you've been drinking for 9 hours.
Oh no, because it finished at 9:30. He dropped us back off at Tesco's Express for another round of Stella's. Back in the taxi. Sore head all yesterday. All the day after. So that was my Blackpool trip. I loved it. Would you come?
When I get pissed, I don't get excited. I get more morose.
Are you a dancer when you're pissed?
Yes. Yeah, these days I am. When I was young, I was. Then I went through a phase of not being, but now I'm back on it again, I think.
I like a good chair. I like getting into it. Yeah. Fuck everyone! Yeah, exactly. Even you married?
Well, yeah, we are married. We just got married.
Yeah, well...
And then the
chair, see you.
And then the chair just breaks. Yeah.
Could you take a day like that seriously? So say I did a stag do, Dom, where that was the day. Wetherspoons for breakfast, 2 pints, minibus.
I do,
8 hours of
I do get excited. I say I would be getting excited for the minibus.
No messing about.
The minibus?
Yeah.
That can't be the highlight. What about Blackpool in the area?
It's too loud. There's too many people, annoying people. I'd be... getting food, I'd be sniffing around like a truffle pig for food. Definitely.
There was lots, you don't have to look
far. Yeah, well, there you go. I'd be getting pissed. I'd be enjoying your time. Like I used to do on Canal Street when I used to go to the clubs down there.
But you wouldn't cut loose a bit.
I'd be stood in the corner in my big coat watching all the youths have a good time.
Do you ever think about your perfect stag do or one that you'd like to go on?
You sound like a sex pest in that story, first of all, just worth putting that out there.
Retrospectively, I did look like a sex pest.
No, I think at the time you did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just stood in the corner.
Yeah, really
with a
bad.
Long trench coat on, watching everyone like snog and finger.
Yeah.
Were you by yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
But did you go to McTookie's?
No. There's a very good chippy near Canal Street, though, on the opposite side of the street.
The Village Chippy, I think we have had it. We've
eaten
it.
Got lots of mayonnaise and stuff. It's expensive for some bizarre reason.
If everyone's pissed, they'll pay whatever you want.
Yeah, true.
Exactly, right.
My dream stag do, I've never thought about this.
Yeah, I think you're going to go like on a canal boat or something.
No, you'll be going to like Bermuda or something.
Bermuda?
Bermuda for eight months.
What does this say about me then, eh?
Yeah, I'll tell you what the game is, Ethan. We create Joe's perfect stag do and what we think he'd do. We all meet up with whatever bike we've got at your house at night. Form of... Maybe we don't meet at your house. Maybe we go to, like, the seaside or something. And we've created a... I don't know if this is legal. Like a pub crawl where we can cycle to and have little half pints along the way. Maybe at the Peak District or something like that.
That's very nice.
And we have little tipples. So we don't get too pissed, but we get to explore wherever you want.
The bike riding might be a bit disastrous.
Yeah. That's part of the fun, I guess.
Yeah. It's part of fun. And we'll drink lots of water, won't we?
Yeah.
Like 6 pubs, half a pint each. That's only 3 pints.
Yeah.
Is that doable?
Well,
very loud.
Very doable.
Then, what's that? It's an Indian.
Oh.
But we're in Indian in the afternoon, so we'll have time later on to have space in our belly for a little bit of dancing, okay? So we sit down, we've just done a little bit of biking, we've done miles. You know, we deserve extra poppadoms. It's your special.
Yay! Take poppadoms.
And this is what happens before the starters. Sexy music's playing in the Indian. Bam, bam, bam. The chef comes out. We don't know what the chef is up to, but he pulls out of, and we don't know where, a chef's hat, and he goes, "Smith, follow me."
It's
a masterclass.
No, it's not.
How to get the lamb chops?
Oh, I get to go by an Indian.
And you flip up the nines.
No, you're joking.
He's letting you batter the barges. Anyway, you teach you how to cook some Indian food. And then we scran it, and then, to be fair, we just... I don't know what we're doing in the afternoon.
I tell you what...
What are we going to do in the evening, Dom? Help me out.
You take over for the evening.
I'll bring you to Escorgitas.
No, that's so crazy.
Jesus Christ.
What about if the Indian man, instead of pulling out eclairs at the end of the night, like, you know, the sweets, or orange slices, he pulls out some Magic of the Gathering cards.
Oh, that'd be nice. But not pissed. Never magic.
Okay, we've sobered
pissed.
Up by now.
Do you know what I'd like to do? And to end this night off, genuinely, because so far, that is a phenomenal day. Bike ride, mini pub crawl, Indian, and I get to cook an Indian with the chefs around me. I'm getting the base gravy. I've got the full rack of different spices. But honestly, I'm absolutely loving that.
Oh, we could arrange it as well.
Back to the hotel, shower, shave, and then we go to, and this is what I would actually like, do you know, just to really let loose, a sort of 90s trance night.
Oh, fucking
do you know,
hell,
like, sort
really?
Of late 90s to early 2000s, somewhere between Tucker's Miracle and maybe a, what was it called? Like, what's it
Entrance.
Called? Yeah, that sort
Such
of stuff.
Free.
Yeah, that's, but a bit later than that. Do you know, like, some of the stuff from when we were a bit younger? Like, what's it called? Like, Guru Josh Project.
Guru Josh Project, yes. Darren Styles. Do you remember Darren Styles?
Yeah, Eric Prydz.
And now you're gone. Bass Hunter.
All that sort of shit.
Love it. Brilliant. We can sort that
I'm
out.
I'm doing that. But Joe. Not too sad.
So if that's Joe's stag do, are you going?
It sounds very lovely. I'd love to have that
sounds
for my
fantastic,
stag
doesn't
do.
It?
Let's do Ethan's now, shall we?
What would your stag do be like, Ethan?
Well, no, you're supposed to tell me and I'll tell you if I like it or not.
Dom, you go first.
Yeah. Your stag do.
So we wake up.
Oh, so your stag do.
Ethan's stag do, yeah.
Right.
My stag do.
So you wake up and one of your bed's legs is a bit gammy, so you have to call up the bed repair people to have a look at the bed.
I feel that you want this not to get off to a very good start.
No, I'm just trying to make it as accurate as possible.
Okay.
It's a bit cold in the flat, so the boiler's gone again.
That happens a lot. It has just gone again.
And you've got, really?
Yeah.
You've got Wob on the phone. Wob brings you up.
Just in time for winter.
Wob brings you up. You're going to Northumbria, where your team plays. Nottingham?
Nottingham's not in Northumbria.
No, we're going to watch Nottingham.
Probably not guess where his team plays.
What? Fuck. I actually can't.
Where's
Nottingham.
Are you off your head?
I can't actually remember.
Where's he from?
I can't remember.
You don't know where that man is from.
I was going to say Cardiff.
Yeah.
No. I genuinely can't remember.
So we're going to watch Nottingham versus Cardiff. What a fixture. Come on, Dom, you got this.
Ethan, say like words so we can listen to your accent.
Nottingham versus Cardiff.
I genuinely can't. It's gone from my head. I can't remember.
Are you joking?
This is serious.
You don't remember where Ethan's from?
No, it starts with an N.
Okay. Then what?
No.
Well, let's tick some ones off that it's not.
Northumbria, Nottingham.
It's not Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Netherlands.
Why can't I remember?
Nairobi.
Norwich.
I can't remember.
You've got to be joking.
I can't remember the name of it. It's where Cheryl Cole's from.
It's in the North.
It's where Cheryl
North Shields, South Shields. No,
Dom.
What's wrong with me?
Go through the vowels.
South, North Shields, South Shields.
No, vowels.
The vowels.
So you know it starts with an N. Go through your vowels.
No, nay, nay.
Yeah, I'm glad he's glad he went to the I. Oh,
Newcastle.
Ah!
Well, that's something. I need to go to the doctor.
Oh, just call him. You'll get a meeting after this.
With my doctor's appointments. I don't have him on tap.
You text him on WhatsApp saying, what are you doing tonight at 6? So he watches a game of Newcastle.
So we're going to watch a Newcastle game.
Yes, they go and watch a Newcastle game. They lose. What are you looking at my bit?
No, they can't lose.
Okay, they win. They win 1-0. 1-0. Then they go to the horses.
Yes.
Ethan wins 20 quid.
The horses is good. The horses is finally, you've sort of kicked off a little bit now.
No, here you go. No! You go to that famous horse race.
The Grand
Aintree.
National?
Cheltenham. No.
National?
No, the one with the big top hat.
I'm doing this again.
Top
That's
hat.
Just ladies' day.
No, top hats and Grand National.
You just said that.
For fuck's sake. This is a struggle. Tom.
Right.
You go to the Grand National, your girlfriend, whatever she's called, is there.
Lovely.
You
were with her last week.
Wob does something funny. And then your horse comes in second. Do you win anything for that?
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah, second. But then you find out that if you bet, someone gives you a magical ticket that it tells you the next three horses that are going to win.
Oh,
and one of them's called Ethan the Destroyer.
You would love that.
Yeah, you'd love that.
You'd love having that magical ticket and not showing anyone. Yeah, even when that first bet comes in, you'd be sick on yourself.
Would you trust the magical ticket?
The magical ticket.
I don't think I would trust the magical ticket.
You definitely bet on the first one.
Yeah,
I'd throw a quid on it just to see.
I've had a few drinks, so I'd give it a whirl. I'd trust the magical ticket.
And then we get, and then it's the second race, and this time you chuck a fiver.
No, but here's the thing, Joe. If you had a magical ticket, in the second race, say you put like a grand on it,
yeah,
and it came in, would you put all of that money on the third one?
But it's a magical ticket. The man who's given it to you goes, look, this is a magical ticket. And he has like...
What if he's trying to teach you a lesson?
You know when you get a Rolex and you get that verification certificate with it? He's actually got the verification certificate.
All right, I've put the grand on the magical ticket last race. What's the outcome?
You win 25,000.
Oh, I have won.
16 grand, yeah, it was 16 to 1. Yeah.
Fucking hell, what a gamble. So I thought you were going to...
Well, your stepdad's dead.
Fucking hell.
He was the jockey. Bad fall.
No, bad fall. Your stepdad's still alive. If anything, he's there.
No, it turns out that the guy who gives you the magical ticket is your dad.
Wow, it's a confusing day. It's been an emotional day. Obviously, the thought of death's the win of the 25 grand, the bed breaking.
And then your girlfriend proposes to you.
No, this is a stag do you spud. They're getting married.
I'd quite like a day around Irish pubs.
Fiesta.
What do you think we're doing after the horse racing, boy?
Oh, that'd
Joe's
be
getting
nice.
That. We're getting that 6:30 p.m. flight out to Dublin.
I'd love that.
Wingfest Manchester is days away, the 19th, the 20th and the 21st of September at Victoria Baths. Get your tickets now. There are four sessions up for grabs. One of the sessions is even sold out. We're going to be here. The team's going to be doing a mixture of DJing, saying hello throughout the weekend. I'll be at every single one. Now it's wingfest.co.uk for tickets. Get them while you can and I will see you there. They are proud sponsors of the Sloppy Joes podcast. Now I believe for the third, fourth year, wingfest.co.uk. See you in Manchester.
Then we got our car.
Yeah.
And then I pulled the bumper off it a bit. So that's still waiting to be fixed.
That was 3 months ago?
Three couple months ago. Because you can't just get a new bonnet for a car. Because if you go to the manufacturer, they can just get you a bonnet.
Yeah.
£2,000.
Yeah,
£2,000 for a bonnet.
They make it up. Yeah. You don't know what the price is. They see you on the day and they go £3,000.
Yeah,
they honestly.
What the fuck?
If you go to the manufacturer, they can get you on, and even then, it's a 2017 car, so there's no guarantee they can just clip me on. So what you have to do is, I've been ringing up Japanese car scrapyards, which is fantastic. When I rang them up, half expected the person on the phone to be Japanese.
Please, Joe, could we call one now?
No. But they're not live Japanese. It's just blokes from Gorton who only take Japanese cars. I was expecting it to be ran like it was in Japan. It's not. It's just a scrapyard.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it just emphasises on like Toyotas and that. So I'm ringing up going, I need a bumper for a white Kia Ceed, 2017. Da, da, da. And the problem, they said, give me one of them. Because
horse.
No, it wasn't a horse. No. No, boy, stop answering the phone. No, because he said for them to be in the scrapyard, they've obviously effed it at some point, and it's almost always head-on collision. So the front bumpers are the things that are all broken on all of these cars. So I probably rang 7 or 8 front bumper
all Japanese
scrapyards. Can't get anything out of them. So that's an ongoing process. That's one annoying thing that's happening. Yeah. So the bumper still ain't right. We're going to Cornwall next week.
Yes.
And at the minute, the bumper is literally zip-tied together, which is safe enough, but we wanted to take it in, get the car that needed a service, and just double-check everything's right before the big drive. Fair. Take the car in.
Oh, no.
Take the car in.
Never take your car in.
What do you mean?
Just let it die. I can't. Last time I took my car in, 900 quid. I'm like, I don't even know what happened.
Really?
And they took it off me for a couple of weeks. A
couple of weeks?
Yeah, weeks, Joe.
To do what?
I don't know.
Someone stole my dad's camera when they had it serviced.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
It felt very out of the blue, the story, that.
Did they do rude videos on it? Yeah, fake taxi.
Rude videos.
Was it a dash cam?
Something, some kind of camera.
Brilliant.
A man tried to steal my car last week. Whilst I was in it. Pardon? Have I told that story?
No.
Continue, Joe, sorry.
We'll come back to that.
Hold on. What's going on?
What do you mean?
Your dad's got his camera nicked, making rude videos in the back.
He's not making rude videos.
You got robbed, but your car is in a mysterious mechanics.
Yeah, so we took the car.
Yakuza run mechanic.
It's not run by the Yakuza. We took the car in. I've dropped it off, come to work. I get a slew of phone calls from Lizzie about 4 hours later. She's gone to collect the car. It's all ready to go. So this is the layout of the car garage. So it's just one rectangular room. One sort of fifth of the room is the little reception area with glass windows looking into the garage. So when you're stood at the reception, you can see all the work that everyone's
doing. Does it have a coffee
machine? Little coffee machine.
Brilliant.
Selection of magazines. 65-year-old bloke drawing a vase in the corner. Not sure what he's doing there with his little charcoals. So Lizzie's stood there chatting to the woman. Here's what we've done. It's going to be 130 quid. We've done your service, done a little mini valet. We've re-zip tied the bonnet, so that's going to be all good for your Cornwall trip. And in the background, our car is at the door of the thing, and there's another car being unloaded off the little ramp thing, and they're rolling out the thing, and it is at this moment where the bloke driving the car realises he hasn't reattached the brakes after the work they'd done, and drives the car straight into our car. As Lizzie, as the whole garage is screaming, no, like, smash into the side of our car. Both doors, front and back on that side, done. Need replacing. They're all, apparently, all just so apologetic. Can't believe it. He got out of the car, like, looking like he's about to cry, the bloke.
So what happens now?
So I'll show you what they did. It's obviously not like, because they didn't pick up that much speed, because they're only travelling about sort of 10 metres. But I'll show you.
Can I say
I don't know if I want to put the picture in, because I don't necessarily want everyone to see my car.
Shit,
but,
car.
There you go. There's the side of the car.
Right, okay. You can put them pictures in.
Severely chuffed, isn't it, really? It's not that bad, but both. So then they put us in touch with a bodywork guy.
And are they going to pay for it?
They're going to pay for it.
I tell you what, I
they will pay for it, but so
I'm not too fussed.
Why?
Because they're going to sort it.
Yeah, but they're not going to sort it.
I'm thinking, go into it again if you want. As long as you're paying for it.
No, because here's the problem. They think that it's just going to be a sort of buff and go type job. Pull the bumps out, respray, job's your uncle. The bloke says you need two new doors. And if they've damaged the sort of internal thing where the door connects to the car, then you might be in a sort of, what is it, like category N or category something situation where the actual structure of the car is not right. So take it there. The bloke says, I should be able to fix that. You need two new doors. We can sort that. In the meantime, don't we have a look at that bonnet of yours? Because they've said they'll pay for the bonnet as well.
This is what I mean.
Kind of, you know,
crash into it more.
Could work out all right, potentially. So he goes, what I'll do to start with, I'll glue the bonnet back up into place. Always want to hear the word glue when it comes to your car, by the way. That's a word that everyone loves hearing, isn't it? Glue. Just
Gorilla glue is strong.
Yeah, just glue your car back together like it's a fucking, it's this big. So he's thinking, I'll glue that back up. So what I need to do, glue it up, pop it up, glue it up. And then I need to duct tape it in place while the glue sets. You can take that duct tape out. In the process of showing the situation, the tape to take the thing off pulls off all of the paint on the bonnet, which at this point didn't need fixing, because then we find out that the car had been resprayed before we bought it on the bonnet, so now the bonnet has got loads of paint taken off it. So now we need two new doors. We need a new bumper. We need either a new bonnet or a bonnet respray.
Get a fucking train.
So the car is just fucked.
Are you going to take it to Cornwall?
Yeah, we can take it to Cornwall. Mad. It just looks shit. So
Cornwall's just far as well.
It's miles away. That's why we wanted to get
Did
the
you know how car. Far it was before you booked it?
Cornwall? Yeah, it's like a 7-hour drive.
So you did that on purpose, yeah?
Yeah, I don't mind.
7 hours?
You can enjoy the drive.
Can I come to Cornwall?
What, on the M6? Who can enjoy that?
Because we're going to stop in three times. We're going to stop at one of that. What's that lovely services the called?
Colchester.
No, not Colchester.
I know what you mean.
It fucking is Colchester.
Is it?
Because the one up's T-Bay. You don't want to go up to Cornwall.
It's not Colchester, is it?
T-Bay's a good one.
It's fucking
Google
Colchester.
T-Bay Services Twinned Service Station, please, Ethan. Anyway, we're stopping there. We're going to stop at Bristol.
Oh, is it Gloucester?
Gloucester. Thank you. It is Gloucester. Search redacted. So we're going to start there. But basically, the car is just a mess, an utter mess.
Well, I don't understand when people are so concerned with aesthetics. It's not Ferrari.
That's true. I wouldn't mind about. I just get a bit of Dulux and do the paint myself.
Because I wear odd socks every day.
Bit of Dulux, sure.
I wear odd socks every day and no one bats an eyelid.
It's not the same, is it?
I have a mantra. I don't trust people that wear normal socks, bears socks.
No.
Well, can I just say on that point, if we ever want to sell this car, it will have lost thousands of pounds worth of value by looking like that. So it isn't just
Don't buy an expensive car.
It's not that expensive.
Just buy a Mini.
Mini's a fucking 35 grand.
Buy an old Mini. By the way, Ethan's got a fucking good Mini, by the way. I'd try and rob it.
Isn't it a club Mini,
It's a Mini Countryman. It's like 2011, but
oh, you've got a good car.
Because my gran couldn't drive anymore, so she just gave it to me.
Because her ankles went all silly, didn't they?
No, that was the other one. It was more a brain.
I see.
A brain like went like your other nan's ankles. All silly, isn't it?
It happens,
and it's happened to everyone's grandparents. Bless them.
My gran's hip's gone.
Has it? Where is it?
I think she broke it.
My granddad's brain's gone.
Is he still going, yeah?
Yeah. It's kind of in a different world.
Anyway, your car got robbed.
No, it didn't get robbed. A man tried to rob me.
How?
So I was I parked my car near a train station, as I do when I come here now and then. It's easier to get into town than just driving there. So I parked my car down a street corner. When I came back from doing the podcast last week, the train was cancelled. So I had to get a taxi back. So I was across from the road. I also had my bad limp, do you recall?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How was your leg?
Lymph.
Limp.
Limp.
Not lymph. So I get out the car, and as I'm walking across the taxi, I walk across the road and I'm limping away, and a man sees that I'm limping away, and I think he thinks, fucking hell, this is a target.
Easy target.
Yeah.
You know, like on a sort of nature documentary where the sort of the youngest baby elephant has got a bit of a gammy leg, and that's the one that
I think I'd really survive in nature.
Pardon?
I think I'd be all right in nature.
You know, your GP won't be following you around in nature to help you with any little fucking headaches you got.
No, I'd be good with a bow and arrow.
What?
Yeah, but you would have died.
You've got to make a bow and arrow first.
No, no. The diet over there would be so good. That
Over where?
Somewhere east.
Newcastle.
You're going to Gainsborough to live in the woods.
So this guy.
Somewhere east!
So this guy targets
you. We'll take it east, I guess.
This guy targets you, does he?
I think so. So as I'm walking down the alleyway, it's quite down the street. It's a dark street. There's only like one street light on it, so it gets dark quite quickly. So I look over my shoulder and I clock the bloke. And then I start limping a little bit quicker, waddling away. And then I'm adamant at this point. He's definitely following me because there's only two cars parked down the street. One's mine, one's somebody else's. This guy saw me, then started following me. So I'm thinking immediately, this doesn't feel quite right. So I open my car door, close the door, and immediately lock my car.
Good man.
As soon as I lock my car, the man runs to the window and puts both hands on the window, and he's there. And I'm like, fucking hell. So I'm like, all right? And he's like, I need help. And I'm like,
this is fucking terrifying.
I would be absolutely shitting my pants here.
Zoom away. Zoom it away.
So the guy says, he's pressing up against the window. His eyes are both quite bong eyes, so they're both like pointing in either direction.
Oh my god, it's scary.
So it is a little bit scary, and it's quite dark. So he says, I need help, and I'm thinking, right, do I drive away? It's quite narrow streets. You could just stand in front of the car, or like maybe you could smash me window in if you wanted or whatever. I'm a bit I don't want this, so I wanted to try and like turn down, de-escalate the tension that might be in the air. So I crack my window down just a tiny bit. Like, so much.
If you were in a horror film now, we'd be shouting.
Yeah, we would.
Don't do it, Ethan.
But I thought, like, by talking to him and cracking open a little bit, it seemed like I'm not that scared of you and whatever. And he's like, yeah, I need help. Do you know where Longsight is? I need to get to Longsight. And I'm like, maybe about a 10-15 minute drive, mate. And he's like, all right. Yeah, well, I've got no means of getting there. And like, well, I just got an Uber from town for like a fiver. I'm sure you could get there for a few quid if you just get an Uber.
What?
He said, I've got no money. I'm like, right. And he's like, yeah, I started just walking down this street hoping this would lead me to Longsight. And he was like, there's a gate at the end of it, mate. It's a dead end. I was like, obviously, you're not going to get to Longsight from here.
Love that calling him out.
Yeah, so
how
I'm
tall
like,
is he?
I was like, yeah, you're not. Sorry?
How tall is he?
He's about 6 foot.
Is he beautiful?
He is a young Asian male, probably mid 20s.
It's not his Tinder profile.
Didn't answer my question.
Was he gangly?
Yeah, was he gangly? Or was he sort of stout?
No, he was pretty slender.
Did you have
six
to beat
footage.
Him off?
Did I have to beat him off?
Yes, to get away.
No, I'm in the wind behind the car. I'm in the car, aren't I?
Get out and beat him off.
So I didn't get out and beat him off. I was like, no, well, you're not going to do that. And then he started insinuating that I should give him a lift.
Ooh,
to
here we go.
Longsight. Yeah, sure, get in.
And I said, I'm not going to do that. I know you can get there. You'll be fine. And he said, but I'm really tired. And then he said,
I'm tired.
How does that come into this? We're all tired, mate.
But I'm tired. Oh, shit, you're tired.
Oh.
Pop in.
Have a nap on the back seat with your cheese wire.
Mad.
And I'll take you to Longsight.
Are you still calm at this point?
So
you're never calm.
So he says to us, so where are you going? So I say, first thing I think in my head is, I go, oh, I'm going to Stockport.
But he said it's Longsight.
I mean, Levisune, which is next to Longsight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I said Stockport, and he was like, that would still help me out if I could get
oh,
in.
Oh, no, drive away, Ethan. Why are we even
right.
still talking
and at this point, logically, you could always just say, if you know where Stockport is in relation to Longsight, you know where we are right now in relation to Longsight.
You know
you're
the
talking
Stockport
shit,
is...
mate.
Fallowfield, where you are, where you park your car, is about a 15-20 minute walk, really, to Longsight. Well, half an hour.
Stockport's
fucking miles.
Yeah.
So it didn't make sense, did it?
No.
And then I was just like, no, sorry, window up. He's still on the window, and then the engine goes on, and then lights on, and I'm like, okay, thanks, and then I drive forward, and then around him.
Around him.
I didn't. There was a bit of me thinking, like, if he just jumped in front of my car now or something, could I just panic and hit him? Would it be justified?
No, you're in this country, but you'd be arrested, Ethan.
Yeah.
Sped up and knocked him flying above the car. How scared were you?
I didn't feel great because it was the scary. Because when I didn't see it, when I got into the car, I got in the car straight away and I locked the car. And I put the key into the engine. And when I put the key into the engine, it automatically unlocks the car.
No! I want to scream! What?
So I was like, oh! And I just clicked hit the lock thing and then it was poof. And it's like, oh my god.
Did he ever try the door, do you think?
I don't know. It's quite dark.
It's hard to know. He could have been doing secretly.
He feels like he could be a good live guest.
Yes.
For a live show.
Did you get a contact for him?
Did you get his email?
No, I
did. Business card.
I forgot to get that. Sorry.
What have you been up to, Dom?
I have been deodorizing my socks this week.
Oh, my God. 7 days we've not seen him.
What does that mean?
And his headline is deodorizing.
I've lost a lot of my socks.
So have I.
Have you?
Yeah.
And I ran out of supply, you see. So when I was in need of a pair of socks, I got some out of the basket and I was doing roll-ons on them.
No.
It's a good idea.
No, it's not a good idea. It's a horrible, disgusting idea. Okay. Roll-on deodorant onto your socks.
Yeah, yeah.
Leaving like snail trails all over them.
Yeah, yeah.
But did they dry? What do they look like when they dry?
Well, like you've come on your sock. Yeah.
Just adds to it, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. But these boots I have, they're not made for walking.
They're literally walking boots.
That's just what they do.
I know, but they also stink. Oh. And they were second hand off eBay, you see. Because the boots I previously had from my dead nan, I had for 17 years. And these came in the mail, and I opened them and thought, these are great. I put them on, went walking in them, as you do. Having a great time. They were suspended, so they have like weights in them or something, or like springs or something. So they're quite good walking boots. But the moment I took them off, it smelled like fermented tofu or something.
Ooh.
Yeah. And thusly, it also makes my socks smell. So I've been going through pairs of socks like nobody's business. And at the end of the day, you kind of run out of socks. So I came to the last conclusion that was logical in my mind, of setting them down on my computer table and deodorizing them.
I heard you got to soak them in vinegar.
Vinegar, eh?
Yeah. Like a white vinegar, what, not like shoes? A Sarsen's. Huh?
The shoes?
No, the socks.
Just put them in the washing machine. That'll do it. No deodorant, no vinegar.
But if I put all
just
the...
fill them with Chewits and then pour a can of
all the socks
just fucking
in
fucking put in the washing machine.
Well, I've got like 200 pairs of socks.
Right. How about bollocks. Put 170 in the washing machine?
There's no chance you've got 200 pairs of socks.
I've got a lot of socks.
I'll pay you money.
See a
if you bring 200
socks.
Pairs of socks into the studio.
How much will you pay me?
20 quid.
Well, I can do that.
I want
right,
to see
so next
200
week,
pairs
200
of socks.
Pairs of socks.
Yes. Don't go out and
bring
I suppose
in,
then you'll make a lot
well, no, let's
anyway.
Bring
they'll
in
be
all of your socks.
Yeah.
And if there are 400 individual socks,
yeah.
You get 20 quid.
Deal.
Certainly. Well, I take that back. I thought you meant 200 individual socks.
No, that's not what
that's
pairs,
pairs
means.
You know
what
shut
pairs.
Up.
Yeah, you know fucking
shut
pairs.
Up.
So, anything else you've done in this entire
yes,
week?
Yes. Tesco's have cut me off.
A shame.
That's, as no, in, no one's ever had this before.
The advert, or
they've cut me off.
The big one you go to.
I can't ring anyone. I can't text anyone. Can't go on the internet.
Oh, your mobile
yeah,
data
yeah, cut me off.
Why? Because you're not paid.
Yeah, because I thought if I didn't pay, they'd warn me, and then I'd have like a month to do the warning. So I'd have a month in lieu, and then I could pay them. I thought their threats were. Just threats.
Mm.
But so they said, we're going to cut you off soon. Why does everyone keep looking at you?
We're not. We're looking at your face.
And they weren't joking around.
You work between 2 and 4 days a week in the coffee shop.
Mm.
You work an hour and a or whatever a week here.
Mm.
You don't do that much.
No.
For instance, all you've done this week is make socks smelly.
Yes.
And then less smelly.
Yes.
Where's your money going?
Well, I've been playing Path of Exile 2 as well.
Right.
Mm. And I've just been staying in bed, and I found a fan.
That's it, rare.
I've got lots of fans here. And
like
I put it.
He's like a geisha, this lad.
I put it behind my PC to cool it down. It's got a fan internally, but I've hired an extra fan to cool down the PC.
He says he's got no money, and he's hiring extra fans.
I found it. I found the fan.
So did you hire it, or did you
I hired it from downstairs.
What? Your mum and dad's fan.
So have you been paying for microtransactions on this game then? To the tune of hundreds of pounds?
No, I haven't been paid yet from the coffee shop. That's my problem.
You haven't been paid yet? You've been working there ages.
No, I get paid on the 10th. I'm like a struggling
still
man.
Still another week? You've been working there for weeks.
I know. It's a crying shame.
So you get a few hundred quid for that.
I've been borrowing money, asking for advances, yeah, going around like a pauper.
We've been giving you advances.
Yeah.
Do some more your live streams on your
doesn't
cooking
earn me
channel.
Money.
Doesn't it might do eventually.
Doesn't earn me money. Can I have some money?
Yes.
No.
He said yes.
Why?
If he brings in 200 pairs of socks.
Yeah, if you bring in, let's say 100 pairs of socks, because that's still absurd.
Okay.
Bring in 100 pairs of socks.
I can bring in 100 pairs of socks.
Don't count them first, just bring them all in.
Yeah,
and we'll
bring as many.
They won't be coloured.
Oh, make sure they're clean.
No.
Wash them first.
Bring some smelly
they'll
ones.
Be deodorised.
Bring
certainly.
Some smelly ones in
sure,
there.
Sure, I'll take that.
We could do a game, deodorised or not.
Yeah.
Have you seen that clip of that guy in like game show? He has to sniff stuff behind like a screen. He's in a dark room. And he goes, and he puts his face right up to it. He's sniffing like a banana or something. And if he guesses it right, he gets like money or something. And the end one, he goes right up and he's sniffing someone's arsehole.
What?
Right. And he goes... God, I know the smell. I know the smell. And he goes, and he smells it again. He goes, oh, that smells like ass. And the green light goes, bing, 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 bing. And they capture his face. And it's like, what have I done? Like, is this worth the winning?
It smells like ass. I've got something that you're going to love.
Okay.
Did you know there's no such thing as a vegetable?
What about me?
What about carrot?
It's a root.
What about
Swede
potato?
Root.
But the
no, legume. Root.
So what is the word vegetable?
Pun?
What does the word vegetable mean?
No such thing as a vegetable.
But what does the word, what's its etymology?
It's a culinary term to describe savoury things that are grown. But for instance, things that you think of as vegetables, like peppers, fruit. Obviously, we all know tomatoes are fruit. Avocados are fruit. Loads of them are fruit, for starters. Cucumber, fruit.
Isn't this just like saying a bumblebee is called Bombus?
No, because there is such thing as a fruit, but vegetable is just a cooking term used to describe savoury things that grow. So, like, a celery is a stalk. It's not a vegetable.
No way.
Like, all of these things.
So I can get away with saying I've eaten loads of vegetables today.
Yeah, because there's no scientific definition for what a vegetable
if
is.
If I Brilliant. Stick a shaft of celery up my arse, what does it become then?
It becomes
Great
a stalk
question.
Within a vegetable. At that point. Okay. I think, yeah.
Okay.
Interesting though, isn't
that's
it?
Interesting.
No such thing as a vegetable.
It's just on your phone.
Right then. It's very rare that in the Sloppy Joe's universe, when we eat food on the podcast, one of us has created said dish. I can imagine. Oh, no, sorry. I can look back and think. I don't know why I can imagine it happened. I can look back and think of your mum's sweet pie.
Who, mum's?
Sorry, Joe's. Do you remember that, Ethan?
Young mum's.
The pumpkin pie.
Hate the phrase, your mum's sweet pie, yes. By the way. That is vile.
I once created sausage pie. Bombs. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. What were they? What were they again?
They were like sausage and cheese.
They were just sausage.
But they were good, though, weren't
sausage meat with cheese in the middle.
They were good, though, weren't
they? A bit of TNT.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Has anyone else brought anything homemade to the...
Ethan brought his stepdad's lasagna, cottage pie. Was it to the live show?
I thought it was ginger cake for some reason.
Oh, it was ginger cake. Yeah, that's it.
But
it was
I a think bit of you're cake. Right. Something meaty has been brought on.
Was it?
This
what doesn't
table
he make like a very, 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 very good gravy based dish?
He's an excellent cook. I can't. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, something's happened. Hasn't
it? Here it is. Tease it out like a tapeworm out the nose.
I can't quite remember what it was.
People will remember in the comments, but yeah, something around Christmas time.
It's been very rare, though. The fact that we can barely think of any tells you the story we need to tell.
Considering we've not even tried anything that Dom has cooked in the past yet, because he's not going to come down with Dom, it is a huge moment for us to reveal that Dom has brought in tonight's supper.
I've got arsenic-laced mac and cheese.
Now, don't.
Talk us through why. Yeah, give us the backstory.
I can't give it all away, because it's close to my heart. And when, as in like fat molecules.
Yeah.
But anytime I give something away that I'm passionate about, it always makes me feel hollow.
So but I can't this is something away. You're working.
Yeah, I'm
on.
Working on it. So this is going to be prototype number one.
Are we trying it?
You guys are trying it because I trust your taste buds. You more than you. But and you're not tasting it because you don't like milk in your stomach.
Right. Which is interesting.
Cheeky. So what have you got here,
if this
then?
Is a success, this will hopefully be more and more prevalent in the podcast. We can speak about it more.
Yes, I think so.
Brilliant. And maybe people, sloppers can help out or whatever.
Firstly.
So what have you got?
Croutons.
Interesting.
Ooh.
You brought... Ooh,
are they croutons. Homemade?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, I can try them.
Bread.
Then... mac and cheese!
You might need to flip upside down before you open that.
No, it's fine.
Is that good mac and cheese? One.
You've put more than one?
Two! There's two versions of prototype number one.
Holy so, do they taste the same?
No.
Tell us the difference then.
How do you know?
Because exactly. This one's the simpler version.
No, the Ethan, as we call it.
Very good, yep.
The simpler version. This one's the more coagulated.
Complex?
Complex version.
The Dom.
So do you want to go first?
Now you can heat it up.
Now we've both got to have a little...
Do you want to heat it up in the microwave?
No, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, you have the croutons on top.
So well, I'm not going to put it in the fucking microwave.
So theoretically, put some croutons on them.
Put some croutons. They're very good,
theoretically,
actually. Very
would
oily.
Would you put...
Yeah. In a good way.
Would you put cheese on top of this, or would it just be loose like this?
Loose like this, okay. I think.
Because sometimes when you see the American-style mac and cheese on TikTok,
this
it's
baked. This isn't baked.
Okay, so talk us through your method.
Yeah, and why mac and cheese, Dom?
Because I love mac and cheese. And I thought if it's so simple... It's
and you don't think there's a good mac and cheese out there at the minute?
Yeah, there is, but you have to go and... Oh, no, I'm giving my concept away. If I just wanted mac and cheese now, I have to go to a restaurant.
I'll try the complex one. Yeah,
so this has, like I said, this has sort of come together a bit because it's not hot. So
yeah, obviously this would be that is very much looser than this one when it's hot.
Pardon?
That's the simple one.
Will you taste it as well?
It looks like you don't think I'm the king.
Will this kill you, Ethan?
I can try like maybe one piece of pasta, perhaps. I couldn't take a full forkful, maybe.
What are you eating at the minute, Ethan? What's keeping you going?
I've been doing that too good to go thing, so I get surprise meals every day.
You're doing that every day?
Well, I go on a Wednesday and I pay 20 quid, and for that I get about between 6 and 7 meals for it, and it keeps me going.
I'm a simple boy. I prefer the simple to mom. There is this. What can you tell us, or can you give anything away
can
about?
Can I guess? There's mustard in that.
Yeah. Well, there's mustard in that as well.
Can I guess?
Shit.
Mm. There is more spices in that one.
Yes, a little bit.
Told you. Why did you trust his palate? Could have told you there's mustard in that one.
Because I've shared many a beautiful moment at a restaurant with this boy.
I think warmed, that would be a delight.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which one do you prefer?
I prefer the simple one as well.
Do you? I thought so, yeah.
I think that one, is it cheaper, that one?
Yes.
Which is good for you in terms of overhead.
Yeah, in terms of whatever he might
the
be up to.
The croutons are excellent. They give both of them a sort of luxurious feel.
Bit oily, granted.
Bit oily, but that's croutons for you. Maybe ease off on the oil. What I would also say is crouton-wise, maybe make them a little bit smaller, just so they're an easier sprinkle.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get this thing where they're sort of dropping between the things, you get a full coverage. I think they're very good.
This is something that the sloppers can definitely get behind.
Yeah.
You've got to keep on going, do what you need to do. I've sent you some forms, because I used to be with the Croquette boys, but they give up.
People
ask, have what happened? Well, yeah, they give up. One's got a really good job making submarines, and one's got a cardboard job.
Pardon?
So they found it too taxing. Cardboard, he loves cardboard. He makes cardboard. His dad made cardboard boxes. He makes cardboard boxes. His brother makes cardboard boxes. They all make cardboard boxes in Staley Bridge.
Really? Who is he called?
I'm not telling you.
No, literally, this is very, 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 very strange. I was just on the train with a childhood friend that works in that cardboard
factory. We begin with a C. Does his name begin with
Yes,
C?
It does.
It can't be the same one.
It could be the same one.
Who?
Is he large?
No, he's not too large.
He's not fat?
No,
he's not
he couldn't fit in a cardboard box, but he's not that large.
Unbelievable.
And we had a slopper who listens to this, who's one of the diehard sloppers. And he has a little bar in town, and he allowed us to do a pop-up there once.
Really?
So it could be the start of something interesting, this, Dom.
Is that the simple one again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, we could do with a way to potentially minimise the coagulation.
Yes.
Even upon cooling, because not everyone's going to always eat it straight away.
No, I did a technique where it's not supposed to coagulate.
Okay.
And can I ask, is this as simple as it would get? Are you going to do anything different to your mac
I think
and
you'd have
cheese?
To have a couple of different recipes.
Do you think?
Yeah, but with obvious... These are like versions of the same thing. I think you might... Not truffle, because I'm sick of truffle.
No.
If
like
you put truffle in it, fuck off.
That's what I mean, but like an andouille, a truffle.
A compound butter.
Just that and the other. Do you know what I mean? Calabrian chili.
I think the idea was having a very simple mac and cheese that I could just spoon out.
Okay.
On the go. But maybe...
Oh, no, here we go. Jalapeno mac and cheese.
Ah! Oh.
What do you mean?
As in, what? So like
some jalapenos in it.
Chopped pickled jalapenos that are in there. So you do two. You do a regular and you do just one variant that maybe changes every week or two.
Yeah, okay.
So you do a chorizo one.
People
you do
like
a jalapeno
to spice
one.
Things
yeah,
yeah. up.
You know all the obvious easy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then maybe the you know you do one where you.
I am glad you like the simple one though, because I quite like the simple one.
The simple
I think that's what
good.
A mac and cheese is. You know the texture of it is such a shame because it was very creamy and very
listen. You've done it
loose.
Well. Do you think you've made Ethan jealous?
The flavour's lovely.
Would you ever consider a vegan one?
No.
No.
Why? No.
For a little Ethan's belly.
It's literally, there's two ingredients.
I'm good. Can I go warm that up while you two chat and see if it comes together again?
It will do. We know that will be the case.
Yeah.
That's what happens. That's science.
That's Seinfeld.
Well, we might eat it off camera. Dom, well done. 9 out of 10 club. Well, heat it up maybe.
Can I heat it up?
Well, yeah, but we're going to say goodbye now.
All right.
Thank you very much, everyone. We're going to taste this heated up in a few minutes. But Dom, honestly,
lovely to
not
be
just
back,
saying
by the
it,
way.
Really good. Yeah. A few minor tweaks, and I think we're ready for mass market.
Come get a crouton down your neck, Ethan.
Yeah, come on. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everyone. See you soon.
Bye. Well done, Dom. Wave, Ethan.
See you later.